Yes, thank you.
The recording is on. Welcome everyone to the ORAN software community meeting for November 18th, 2020. Masafumi-san is our scribe for today. Thank you. And we'll go ahead and do our quorum check or roll call. I'm Jack Murray. From AT&T, Jinri. Okay, Jinri's not here. Wei Chen, are you here? Okay. Then we'll move on to David.
Hi, this is David.
Thank you. John Paul.
Yes, morning, Jack. Hello, everybody. John Paul here.
Masafumi-san.
Yes, hi, Jack and everyone. I'm here.
Kuha.
Yes, hello, everybody. Who is here?
William. Okay, Ganesh. And Vishwa. All right, one, two, three, four, five. We only have five today. So.
Hello, this is William. I'm sorry to.
Okay. Thank you, William. That brings us to six. Okay, so we're good. We can continue. Let's move on to the next step, which is the meeting minutes approval. So the previous meeting was November 11th, 2020. We have the attached recording and attached notes. Thank you, Masafumi-san, for getting this in place. You know, we talked about a number of items getting ready for our, for the cherry release. Okay, so are there any questions, corrections, or discussion on the meeting minutes from November 11th, 2020?
Hi, Jack. If we could just have a quick comment about item 9D. When we were discussing the readout, there was a question there about the A1 enrichment information, and the comment was that it would be deployed in Dawn. It would be deployed in Cherry.
Okay, so we need to correct that to be read Cherry.
Yeah,
okay.
We probably might not be actually using it in Anger until Dawn, but it'll be a version will be available from Cherry, hopefully.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Masafumi-san, you make that change?
Oh, yes. Dawn to Cherry.
Can you make it live on the website at this point?
Yes, yeah, it's down.
Okay, so then I just need to kind of reload. And let's...
Thanks. And sorry, I mightn't have been clear enough on the call last week, so I'm not sure if it's a minuting error or an error for me, but just for clarity. Okay. Thank you.
Good. All right. Change the cherry. All right. Anyone else with any corrections or discussion? All right. Then I'll, Masafumi-san, can you make a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes, I can make some motion.
Do I have a second?
I'm here, I will second.
All those in favor say aye.
Trump Paul says aye.
Juha says aye.
William says aye.
All those against say nay. Okay. So we've approved the minutes for November 11th, and we'll return to our November 18th agenda. Okay, so we've approved the minutes. review of today's agenda. Anything that anyone wants to add to the agenda for today? I'll just add something around the naming for the e-release. So we'll talk briefly about that. I think, well, it's there as open items, e-meet. So that's already on the agenda, so we don't need to add it. I'll just cover it there. Anything else?
Do we have the CII badging as an agenda item, just as an update?
We need to add that as an open action, an open action item on our list.
It's action point on Trishan and Rudnick. 9B. Or 9B.
Okay, there you go. Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yep.
All right, anything else? Okay, then we'll move on to votes and approval. At this point, are there any outstanding votes or approvals at this point? Okay, a heads up, we are approaching that time when we'll take a vote on approving Cherry. So that's not a vote for today yet, but that's one of our bigger items. So if people have items that they want to make sure we clear before we can approve the vote, make sure those get raised. Right now we're looking for the work from the integration and test team, the documentation team to finish, the licensing scan to complete. These are some of the major items still ahead of us waiting to be completed before we're presented with the opportunity to vote on approving the release. So, the key is how well we did against the use cases that, the requirements communities put in place. So we'll continue, those discussions here over the next couple of weeks. But for us to, our target right now is just to be clear that, if we're going to release it on December 5th, we're going to have to, do some work here in the next few weeks to make sure we're ready by, what is it? So if it's the 5th, it would be December 2nd would be the final approval in that activity. Now, the follow-on to releasing it has to do with, I think we've moved to a blog posting release process more so than a press release. So we need to start getting that together. So if there is any company, we usually look for 2 or 3 companies' support statements if they wanted to add a statement to the blog post. We usually look for people who, have contributed something significant to that release. So if there's anybody who would like to participate in that activity, please go ahead and take a look and think about it. and reach out to me and Jinri and let us know, and we'll discuss it as part of the process. But the ultimate press release gets goes to the EC and gets our blog goes to EC for their approval. All right, any questions on that process? All right, should be consistent
with what we've done. Hey Jack, this is Tracy. No questions on the process. Just wanted to remind everybody that we are doing, it's somewhat of a scaled back proof of concept with OSC release 3 on Thursday, December 3rd.
Thank you, okay. And anyone have anything else? Okay, let's move on to the copyright update. We did meet last week. We have a written up proposal for the approval by the ORAN EC for granting, you know, broader privilege and how it would be licensed going forward. It's being reviewed by the legal teams for different aspects of the proposal. A, does it really meet the need? And B, does it do it in a practical, manageable, way? And is it consistent with the legal and guidelines of copyright and ORAN? So we're into that more technical part of the discussion, but I think it's a much broader approval process. Hopefully we can make progress on it. All right, it does not address the 3GPP part, just at least for ORAN to ORAN software community and open source. All right.
Sorry, Jack, could you give us an indication of what the proposal is? Or is that still working through?
So basically, the goal, the proposal is to grant permission under the, so that I can not misspeak. I want to just pull up some of the words. Okay, so it's the intention is to grant copyright permission under the Creative Commons Attribute 4.0 to the software community for portions of the ORAN specifications. The tricky part is that we want we desire to limit the copyright permission to portions of the document and not the whole document, meaning that what we don't want people to do is just copy the whole document over and stick it, you know, in the documentation, but to use pieces of it. And that's the Creative Commons specifically doesn't do that. So the debate or the discussion is it, you know, what's the best process to cover that aspect? Is it a process, or is it a license restriction? Is it what? So that's part of the challenge. But basically, what the Creative Commons would do is would allow you to cite it in the documentation. Attribute it, and then it would be a carry forward license from that attributed reference point. And since it's only for copyright, it does not touch anything to do with patents it doesn't address anything to do with anything other than the copyrights. So it has nothing to do with patents or IPR. There you go. So that would at least give you the permission to work with the document, portions of the document, put them in both documentation and thereby for software, and then any reference to those downstream would be granted the permission under the Creative Commons path. So does that help, John?
A little, yeah. I'm not sure if Creative Commons is also applicable for stuff like code and models and specs. It is for documents, stuff like text of documents and pictures and those kind of things. Maybe I'm mistaken. But yeah, thanks for the clarity anyway. And if Creative Commons isn't suitable for specs or models, maybe you could take
comment on that. Yeah, so as far, and this is where I'm not the legal person, just a disclaimer, but all of those items are protected under copyright, right? In the sense of reproducing the model. So once you have copyright permission, you have copyright permission for that representation. Like I said, it does not address if the models touch on IPR or any of those items, but the fundamental protection in code is still the copyright permission. So, more likely what we would be doing is moving it to as part of the documentation, and then after the documentation onto the code, because you have permission from the copyright, you would be able to incorporate it wherever those guidelines are downstream. That's my understanding. But we will get, that's what the legal clarifications are and discussions are about. So that's my understanding of what we're trying to do.
Are there any possibilities to see the draft version? I think that at least Nokia Legal wants to read it through, and the sooner we get it, the better it is.
Well, I as soon as I think the initial legal team feels it's worth sharing with people, because if they're not happy with it, there's no point in wasting your legal team's minutes and hours discussing something that they don't think is a viable path. So hopefully we will get a feedback here this Friday's meeting enough that I can share it. So we'll see. But I certainly would be happy to share it as soon as it's worth sharing. I that's what I need to get. I said, I just don't want five people to point out the same thing, that this won't work for this reason. I think let me get through the legal team that's reviewing it first, that it's at least credible enough to go out to the broader community. Yep. So that's where we're at in the process. All right. I know it's a complex topic, but working. Okay, let's see. There's really, I don't have any updates on the 3GPP issues. Jinri's not here. I know they're continuing to discuss with Etsy some statement of alignment or something, but I'm not as involved in that activity. Okay, we're on to ORAN related business. Any other ORAN related business that anyone wants to raise? Marketing, I think Tracy's already mentioned the December. I guess that's a mini I'm struggling a little bit this morning. Tracy, that's like a mini plug fest that's going on in December 3rd.
It's actually a proof of concept. We're making a distinction between plug fests and proofs of concept. Not a rigorous one, but it's a proof of concept.
Okay.
And it's on the ORAN calendar, and I'm adding it to the OSC calendar.
Okay, and is that regional, or is that cross regions?
It's 10 a.m. Eastern time to make it possible for as many participants in different time zones as who can join to join. It will be recorded. So, it's in view of the time of year and COVID-19 and the plug fest we did in September, it's less formal than its predecessors, but it's still happening.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Tracy. All right. Any other items related to ORAN?
I think there is a MWC LA happening. I don't exactly know the dates, but a couple of demos from OSC has gone into that. Yeah.
Do you know who's doing
Paul
those?
Smith demos? Arranged all the videos and, there is a page. I don't have it off the, but I can send it later. Yeah.
Okay. Just you can send it to the email.
Yeah.
Collector. All right. So let's move on to the OCU piece. Let's see. All right. This is, one of our challenges here is the new PTL is based on the West Coast of the U.S., where they're 3 hours behind, so it's very early for them to join Zugu. So I don't see them on right now. But this is one of the major gaps that we have going forward, is how do we make progress and close on the OCU project. So we might have to set up another time to meet with them and see what our plan is and how we move forward.
Yeah, in the interim, I think Ganesh said last week, right? He needs one or two more weeks to figure out the binary version of the RadSS OCU. At least the standalone version. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Ganesh is on today. Yeah, he's not on today. So, all right, we'll look for that update from him. All right. All right. So now that the code, this B item, really the final summary for what made it into each project, and Cherry, each PTL should update their Cherry pages to their final descriptions in advance of the release. So if there are updates to that, please go ahead and do that here in preparation for the release. We've now crossed the cutoff for all code should be put in by the 14th. Questions or, I mean, obviously there are defect fixes still possible, you know, working with Felix as part of the testing, but all the code that we're contributing should be contributed by this point. Any, Mahesh, how is the, how are you doing with the SMO?
So with SMO, as I think I might have mentioned before, there is a formal proposal in Workgroup 1 for package definition that I would say did not get any objection, so which is good news. So we'll use that as a basis for a formal definition. But even before that, we are currently working on a pre-standard definition, and that code for demoing LCM step 2 to validate a package is, that code is ready. I know it will probably miss the deadline for committing the initial code, but the demo is ready to do that LCM package validation. So that's one thing that we did meet from a goal perspective.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Please work with Ritwik and Felix to set up a demo time and demonstrate it as part of the process. And let's finish up. Because your project kind of came in, started off late, we're trying to give you as much flexibility, but we got to close that project off at some point here to run the licensing scans. And since it's a new project also, it's sure more likely to have more items identified as part of that process. So please work with Felix to get that done and wrapped up here as we look towards the schedule. All right?
Sure.
All right. Anything else on the cutoff for Cherry?
We also missed the deadline, actually. We had some problems committing the, merging the code into the master branch. So is there some relaxation there? I mean, can we, in next one or two days, can we submit it in the main branch? The code is ready. It's just that we could not merge it on time. This is the ODU. This is related to the ODU High project.
All right, Felix, can that be accommodated or?
Yes, no problem. Actually, I just sent an email to those to resolve those problem. So at this moment, please just submerge as soon as possible.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Anything else? All right, so we'll move forward. The e-release naming. David, you put up a link somewhere?
Yeah, it's in naming section in the releases menu, but I send a link to the discussion thread on the list, mailing list.
Okay. So I do want to raise a concern here that has come to my attention. When you look back over the releases, there's unintentionally, but there is a correlation between colors and the derogatory meanings of some of those in reference to women and some other aspects. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, I think, is we need to kind of remove ebony as an option. I know it's getting some votes, but maybe people can re-vote.
I didn't realize. Yeah, sure, no problem.
So when you look back at Cherry, Dawn, and Amber, Ebony, these names start to form a pattern that's not desirable. So we'll remove that as an option. So let me check my email. I don't know if Emerald also falls into that category. All right. All right. So I think Ebony is the only other one that I see on the list that we should avoid. Obviously, I'll let you know there's some in the some other ones in future, but I don't think they're colors. At least that's been shared with me. So if we at least remove Ebony, then we will try to avoid those items.
Okay, it should be removed if you refresh the page. And please, if someone voted, please revote if this was your choice.
And if anyone else has any concerns, please let me know. But that's looks like we're leaning towards Emerald. At this point, Eucalyptus, Ecru, E-C-R-U.
Yeah, that I don't know the pronunciation, actually. It's like actually Irish green color.
Okay. All right, so let's see how we proceed. Hopefully, if anyone else has any concerns, always please raise them. And we'll adjust. Okay, thank you. All right, other than that, let's move forward and get people to vote for the e-release so that we, will be set for next year. Okay, ONF update, I don't have anything specific at this time. I think there's supposed to be a meeting coming up soon. So I don't have any additional updates. I don't know if anyone else does, but this is an ongoing discussion about how to align their efforts and the OSC's efforts. They came out with that statement, so we're following up on the statement to see how they're aligned. OAI discussion, I know they talked about it. I don't know if it got on my calendar or not. I'll have to go back and check with Christian. Where that is, but that those discussions are continuing. I don't know of any specific action that's progressed. All right. Standing items. All right. We talked about the timeline. We're clearly into the portion driven by Felix to really close on these items. Obviously, here in the U.S., next week is going to be a limited week because of the holiday here in the U.S., Thanksgiving, and a lot of people take extra time off around that. That's Thursday of next week. So it may be harder to get a hold of people during next week, but we're rapidly approaching our deadline. So, you know, get these items in. We need to get the license scanned, Felix, and any corrective action that needs to be taken out to people so they can get it done. The documentation needs to be in place. And then Ritwick, if you and David could make sure, working with Wei Chen and others, that we have kind of an overview introduction piece to for the C release, so that people who haven't been working the project but come to the ORAN community have a place, have an introduction documentation and describes properly what we've done and where, how to get started with it. Not a book, but at least a place to start. People are always, generates a lot of email. So if we can just put a little documentation together, make sure they can get started on the right foot as part of finalizing the documentation. All right.
I guess there'll be documentation for each of the use cases, right? The three or four use cases.
Well, I think there's probably a couple of paragraphs introduction about what was the goal of trying to be accomplished, what got accomplished, what got pushed off. So that kind of little introduction, and then the use cases.
Okay. Yeah.
And then obviously the documentation of the different projects would cover how to get involved in the specific, using the specific project codes to do that, but at least point them in a, you know, in an outline form of what's available, so that they don't guess and they don't get spend time doing something that's not productive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as each PTL makes sure they update their, as described earlier, their piece, then it should be, you know, become clear to someone where they can find what the overall release was trying to do, you know, what is useful to them, and then in each project they can find out how they advanced it towards those goals. All right. At this point, Felix, what do we need to do to help you be successful and wrap this up?
So I need each team to actually give me details how to verify the use case and the test flows. And I know a lot of things has been already doing that. So I intended to go over this in my meeting. And also I need to work with all the teams to deliver the deployment artifacts. I've been already talking to the team, so I'm going to go over those items in the integration meetings coming right next to this one.
All right, so you have a clear deadline and a path to completing it for us to be able to vote. And I know this is hard on you too, because you know you're out some, but the goal is by December 2nd meeting, we need to have everything approved.
Yes, at this moment, I think that that's doable. And so if I encounter anything that I think that we may run out of time, I'm going to let the entire community know.
Okay. And so team, that you know, in this window, please, you know, as much as you can, you know, prioritize supporting Felix in this goal. You know, it's a daunting task. We don't have a very big team there. He really relies on each of you to pull together and address any items that come up as quickly as you can, so that we can stay on track for our release. And so, you know, typically we release on the 5th, and then somewhere around the 7th or 8th, we'll post the blog describing the documentation. Christian, I'll get you involved in what the, you know, in the blog write-up, so that you're aware of that, and we'll get started.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Is there any PTL that has a specific item that they'd like to raise? I think we've already heard from Mahesh and from not Sashin, but on the ODU project. So does anyone else have anything to raise at this point? All right. Then we'll, since we have a little bit of time, I'll go back to Ritwick. How are we at getting ready for the de-release requirements in planning?
Yeah, I think we're making progress. We're getting a lot of the user stories in. But what I'm still trying to figure out is one of the use cases that you wanted done with the O1 and the A1. So we brainstormed a little bit in the last RSAC meeting, requested other folks to think about it. So maybe this week we'll put one more use case, you know, at least a strawman version of what that use case could be. Maybe with the front hall, maybe with other elements that we were thinking of. So that's the only part that is still not clear. But other use cases like the traffic steering use case that'll continue. The ODU ORU testing that will move on. And obviously more elements on the SMOL. The other projects, SIM project, OM projects, and non-RT RIC project, I think now, you know, we need to kind of get more integrated, because right now we've been doing project level testing and validation, but it's not interconnected. So we've taken a shot at the DU, CU, RU integration, and the near RT RIC with the XR traffic steering. But now I think the non-RT RIC needs to maybe either send in enrichment information or policy. So that interconnect has to be tested in a particular use case. And the OEM project has to kind of come in where we can monitor PMs and perhaps provide open loop control loop at least. I think that's where the gap is. The OEM project, the SIM project, and the non-RT RIC projects are kind of standalone projects right now. We've done kind of unit test validation across certain interfaces, but they're not all hooking up with one or two use cases that will demonstrate everything. So I think that's our challenge for Dawn.
Okay.
Hopefully with the O1, A1 use case. See, the way we've done it, I think we've broken it up in the E2 use case, and now you're asking for O1, A1 use case, but they're still separate. You really ideally want everything to be engineered so that everything flows. The, you know, from service design, the onboarding of the XApps to the SMOL, the analytics happening in non-RT RIC, enrichment information flowing down to the near RT RIC, you know, PM metrics going over O1. So you need a full stack view, which is still not possible in Cherry, but hopefully in Dawn we'll get closer.
Right. Well, you know, I think a key part of that is how lifecycle management can deploy, you know, an RU, a DU, a CU, a near real time RIC, and an XApp to do something, right, as mm-hmm. a bundle, so that if you get a new release of the software for any of those components, then you can kind of automate the update or back it out, right? This is a major threshold for the LCM. I don't know where that would be in your thought process.
Yeah, this remember LCM had like four steps, right, excluding deployment. So steps 2 and 3 are being done now in Cherry. Steps right. 1 and 4 is still remaining, and plus the deployment. So I think Mahesh is thinking about it. Let's see where we stand.
But that, you know, making progress to that, at least initial deployment of some of the modules, I think is an important step, even though it might not, you know, be fully production ready, but it will start to feed the different kinds of test teams or proof of concept teams or even plugfests, where they don't have to spend so much time putting the system together manually, where if you can at least, if you get new software updates, you can...
The process is in place.
Repeat
it. Yeah.
You know, not completely robust, but at least the steps are in the process. I'd like to have that use case in place, and even if we don't get completely there in D, track what progress we're making to that. That makes sense to you, Mahesh, in understanding that that's like a big step for the deployment scenario, obviously, right?
Right. Now, I understand that we can't really do a demo or have a viable product unless we can lifecycle manage not just a network function, but also the XApps and the RApps.
Right. But if at least we can, if we have our goal there, we can start chipping away at it. Let's just say the ODU and the RIC can be deployed, even if it's not as robust, you know, in the sense of back, you know, all the backouts and all the other stuff. But at least if the initial deployments, then when you go to these OTIGs and to these other environments, they can pick it up and, you know, start to drive some benefit of using it, and then they start to rely on that it works, because we've done it once and now other people can reuse it. So that's part of getting the software to a point where people are interested in it, because it's accomplishing these kinds of tasks, even if, like I said, it's not production, full production ready in that respect of having all the handling all the variations. But at least if there's a scenario where it lays it out, and when it's done, you know that it will work, I think is a big first step and helpful to people.
Understood.
All right.
Jack, just a quick comment. With regards to the open or even a closed loop type demo use case, we would need something that actually generates observability information and something that we could manipulate. So you have to tie that together. You know, we're making good progress, I think, on the SIMs at the minute across different projects, but we would need something that generates either PM data or trace data, and something that in turn, if we were to have an A1 part to that, we would need something that's also E2 terminate, because we need to send the A1 messages via the near real-time RIC. So there's a lot of functions needed just to get the first pipe cleaner loop use case working. So like I say, we're making good progress on the SIMs, but just to bear in mind that I would see that even a manually deployed static deployment, we've a long way to go before we have a loop, much less one that's dynamically lifecycle managed.
Right, but I just don't want to do it all serially. So we need to make some progress, but agreed. And this is where hopefully we have a checklist of items to accomplish that goal, and we're making sure that we're knocking down each of those items. Ritwick, are you in sync with what John was saying, and do we have them somewhere on our roadmap where we're going to get those items addressed?
The PM metrics to be exported up? Yeah, I think we have to talk about it, John, because I think some of these PM metrics are there, but we still need, for particular use cases, we need to kind of figure out which PM metrics are you going to be absorbing. The LCM use case, that will not have any PM use case, PM metrics, but traffic steering definitely will have PM metrics on it.
Well, just get together with John and make sure you write out that whole scenario. And, yeah. You know, and let's, this is one of the things I've talked about in the past. How do we get a scorecard of where we are in that process towards that major goal? I know we make progress, but the question is, are we 2 releases away, 3 releases away? And what has to happen in the D release to get us there if our goal is to get there in the E release or the F release? What has to happen in each D and E release to get there in the F release? We need to make sure these plans are laid out if we're going to really get to something that's useful. If that's what, you know, based on what John is describing, are any use case that we're bringing up, we really need to have that kind of view.
Yeah, we've been working mainly on the user plane, you know, getting, at least for the traffic steering part, right? We've been trying to figure out what metrics, what analytics can be done.
No, I understand, but it's kind of looking at that, you know, these different goals, like what, you know, and breaking down kind of like John was doing, getting that documented, getting other people to look at it and making sure that's the goal and how we're going to break that up and make progress to that. Because if someone doesn't know something's a big issue, it's not going to get done in 2 weeks, right? We need to raise it up as part of the discussion early enough.
Jack, just to push back a little bit, I think if you look at the ORAN Alliance UCTG workgroup submissions, right, they don't talk about PM metrics, you know, or FM metrics. They talk about the use case in very high level. And so I think the gap is there. If the use cases that are getting vetted and approved in ORAN Alliance is not fully complete, OSC is essentially looking at that and trying to extract parts that can be done, right? So it's upon the onus of the use case driver to identify those PMs and FM metrics in addition to the analytics that needs to be done. I think everybody gets focused on analytics, but they forget on the other side of the PM and the FM metrics. You see what I'm saying? So I can invent something, but it may not correlate with what the UCTG group is pushing out or they intend to push out next version.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the real item is how much what needs to be specified and what needs to be just implementation specific. Right, in the sense of
that's right.
Yeah. And so I kind of the team's got to work that and push that back up into the working groups. We just need to be careful that we don't send them into an over specification cycle that's not overly useful to them or to us. But yet we get what information that we need, and then we go and do. Right. The challenge I have is for leading the software community is we need to go and do. And so I can't wait and do everything serially because people will lose interest with us if we don't get enough pulled together to do something practical. We can't wait for 10 years till we get all the questions answered and then have something. So. Let's continue the discussion. Just, pushing on. I understand it's a bubble and you push down on one place and another place it pops up a little bit. But I think John's raising some good points. I just want to make sure we're discussing them and figuring them out.
Sure.
Okay. Any good discussion? I'll just, before we end, I want to highlight something here. If we look at the releases, when we look at the C release, you'll see we're wrapping up here around the December 12th window is where, 7th to 12th is where we really do the release. You know, we're going to do the blog and those activities. We really need to think about how we share and demonstrate what we've done to the ORAN community and point them at the documentation. So this was an ask on the, you know, on this ORAN timeline that we do a better job of on the handoff. Now, I know it's a tough time of the year for at least the US and Europe and a couple other parts of the community, but we need to figure out when we can do this. Maybe this doesn't happen till January when we come back.
What is handoff meaning?
Well, I think we want to go to and invite all the working groups to a session and do the demos for them, point them at the documentation that we have, and make sure they're aware of what, you know, what progress we've made. So at least relevant working groups. So there should be,
instead of just a virtual face-to-face where we kind of give a readout.
Correct.
You want to see some live demos also. Okay, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And then, so that maybe isn't going to happen till January, but if you notice, we kind of wrap up on the 12th. And if you look at the current D schedule, we really don't pick up till January 2nd. So for people who are looking at, you know, December, basically what happens is we take a few weeks off here before for the holidays. So the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So like the 16th is the last meeting of 2020 on the TOC calendar. So we skip the 23rd and the 30th and resume on the 6th of January. So if anyone has any questions or concerns about that, we did a similar thing last year. I know it's part of it's not a common holiday around the world, but at least for parts of it there is, and people from myself and like Ritwick won't be available. So if you have concerns, you want to continue the meetings during that window, we certainly could find an alternative plan, but that's at least the plan right now, was to take that couple of week of hiatus and let the teams you know, get some downtime. But doesn't mean you can't work on it individually, but if there are concerns with that and you want to meet, we certainly can get other TOC members to organize the calls during that window if there's interest. But that's at least my current plan, and so if you have any concerns, let me know. All right. With that, I'll ask, is there any other
Jack, any there's other one last thing. The CII badging, I think Trishan created a landing page. Maybe we can send out a link to that.
Put it here on the agenda too, so
yeah, okay.
That way I can click and go to it here as part of the minutes and the agenda list.
We put it under software, under the best practices.
All right, software.
Best practices is just at the last row, I think.
Okay, All right. All right.
So there are 64 questions. So suggestion here is for each project to maybe copy it into a child page under the, and create a new child page under this and fill it out. And then I can go and we can update the main CII site. We laid out the instructions and the criteria below in the those sections. If you click on the expanded, yeah.
Okay.
It's really to get the basic level badge, you have to do all of these 64 questions. So I think maybe talk needs to kind of decide whether we want to go after basic for every project or pick up some items for Dawn. It'll take some time to get even basic badging.
And some of the criteria are not up. You can put NA next to it, but these are the questions you have to fill out.
I think the key thing is to get people to go through the questions for the basic and at least make it, you know, have a discussion and we'll decide where, you know, what's needed, what are the gaps, and if there's things that we can do on a more holistic basis to support that as well.
Yes, it's a good practice, I think, to have the basics, the requirements covered in a project.
Yeah. All right, is there any questions from anyone on that? I know it's extra work, but part of what we're being asked to deliver. Okay, with that, we're 7 minutes over. I'll go ahead and close the meeting. Felix, do you have a follow-up meeting after this?
Yes, can you please assign me as a host?
Yes, so Ritwik, if you add, or yeah, when you're done, go ahead. So Masfumi-san, so we're closing the meeting. You can go ahead and stop your recording.
Okay.